Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this segment on meditating on the Word of God. Before I get through the message today, I want to walk you through where we've been in 2021. We began the year by talking about the zeal of the Lord and how important that is. In February, we talked about the wisdom of God and how necessary that is, because without wisdom, zeal can be dangerous. And next, in March, we talked about the kingdom of God and how zeal is about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. In April, we talked about the Holy Spirit. After all, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In May, we talked about relationships and how the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. In other words, it's all about relationships. Moving into the month of June, we talked about relationships and offenses and how relationships are broken by offenses. We went through restoration. Last week, Pastor Joshua Harris gave you an amazing message on Father's Day. And today I want to continue in the vein of this thought of relationships, ending the month of June with a message entitled Emotions. The idea behind this is emotions can grab us. In the year of 2020, 2021, we've seen the roller coaster ride of emotions because of COVID. We've seen disruptions, the loss of lives, jobs, connections, the loss of stability, pretty much like a roller coaster. It's not surprising that our emotions have become much like that. It's also because that's the way God made us to be. I've entitled this message, Are You Feeling It? The text I want to go through is Matthew 22, verse 37, where Jesus says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Notice the differentiation between these three aspects. The word heart there is the word cardia, where we get the word feelings. And it says, love the Lord your God before you can even love Him with all your spirit and your soul and your mind. It begins with feelings. At the end of the day, we are emotional creatures. The reason why we are such is simply because God is a God of emotions. You'll find in Genesis, in the very first part of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, God's emotions is revealed. The Lord God regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled. There you find God is an emotional person. He regretted and his heart was deeply troubled. Further, in Psalm 37, verse 12, it said, The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked. I like this verse because I often find myself when I'm walking or sitting in my living room laughing with God and knowing that He is the God who laughs. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, it says, He will take delight in you. In His love, He will no longer rebuke you, but He will rejoice over you with singing. God actually sings. He's got delight in you. He rejoices over you with singing. Further in Exodus 15, verse 7, it says, You send forth your burning anger, an emotion. God is a God of emotions, which is why we are creatures of emotions, and we cannot escape our emotions. The more we try to escape it, the more foolish we become, because there's no way you can escape your emotions. Actually, it became a treadmill for me last year. One day I'm happy, the next day a moment I'm sad, the next day I'm disgusted, the next day I'm angry, fearful, and frustrated. And some days I'm surprised. These are emotions, and the harder we try to fight them, we cannot. Why? We are emotional creatures, and God is a God of emotions. And secondly, we cannot escape our emotions. Thirdly, our emotions can be confusing. Our emotions today are no longer just regret and surprise and anger and sadness. There are myriads of emotions today because of just the simple reality of technology and things that are available for us. We admire more things than we used to. We have greater appreciation for many things these days. Amusement is now a more usual emotion. Awe is an emotion today. Boredom, calmness, craving, disgust, empathy. These are just but a few. Envy, excitement, fear, happiness, horror. In all the horror movies, that is a very real emotion. Nostalgia, or feeling like we've lost the past. Regret, sadness, satisfaction, and sympathy are but a short list of emotions, which is why emotions can get confusing. The biggest confusion is to confuse our emotions for how our spirit operates. See, it's opening to how our spirit works, but it doesn't end there. Now, let me make this clear. We are emotional creatures. Why? Because God is a God of emotions. We cannot escape our emotions. Our emotions can be confusing. Which brings me to the second point. Our emotions are powerful. You might know of Pixar, the billion-dollar movie production studio that capitalizes on emotions and how, because they understand how powerful emotions are. Think of Toy Story, which made billions of dollars. Why? Because it plays into our emotions, talking to us about toys that actually talk and walk. None of that's real, but the emotions are just as real. Second, you might have heard of Up, the powerful movie about the old man whose house flew on balloons, which can never and will never happen, and yet the emotions were so real, many of us remember the story very well. And to say the least, Pixar came out with Inside Out, a very story about emotions and how our emotions work. Why do they do this? Hollywood knows, in fact, not just Pixar, most of Hollywood knows emotions work. Why? Because our emotions are extremely powerful. Now, it can influence us for positive and for negative. That's the problem. When we do, it brings out the subject of healthy and unhealthy emotions. For instance, admiration is a positive emotion, but envy can also be a negative emotion responding to the very same situation or circumstance. For example, appreciation is a positive emotion, but frustration over someone can be a negative emotion. Amusement is a good emotion, but annoyance because of the thing that is new may become a negative emotion. Awe is a good emotion, but disgust because of something that you saw can become a negative emotion. Calmness, restlessness, empathy versus apathy, and you can go on. Excitement and boredom, happiness versus sadness, and of course, satisfaction versus dissatisfaction. This can all happen within hours in a day. One moment we're happy and the next moment we're annoyed, in fear and about to throw up in a roller coaster. Reminded of just recently a Zoom meeting that I have with people. We have deaths and depression, illnesses, and just on and on and on when I meet with people online. And we need to guard that because we know that our emotions can influence the day our day, our week, our month, and our year becomes. We need to be careful and watch out that our emotions, while they're powerful, influences not negatively, but positively. Now, left unhealthy, it can control us. This is the dangerous part with our emotions. In a book by a man named Peter Scazzaro, he writes about the emotionally healthy spirituality. It's an interesting book, long read, might not be worth the read, but let me cite a particular story that you want to understand. See, unhealthy emotions affect the rich, the poor, and even the powerful. In his book, he cites the story of Queen Victoria of England, who lost her husband, Albert, when she was just 42 years old. In his death, obsessed that nothing would change, she continued to make Albert the center of her life. Now, take note, Albert's dead, but the emotions are alive. And notice where it says obsessed, that nothing would change. She was stuck. Now, for years, she slept with his nightshirt in her arms. That's a little weird. She made his room a sacred room to be kept exactly as it had been when he was alive. She stuck. We can be conquered by our emotions. Every day for the rest of her long life, she had the linens changed, his clothes laid out fresh, and water prepared for his shaving. On every bed on which Queen Victoria slept, she attached, this is weird, a photograph of Albert as he lay dead. Now, what happens when our emotions are trapped? The subtitle of the book is, It's Impossible to Be Spiritually Mature While Remaining Emotionally Immature. What happens is we begin to fall into a treadmill of emotions trapped in a cycle of bad emotions can cause us to do unhealthy things, overeat, undereat, oversleep, undersleep, or worse, take substances or abuse our bodies. Emotions are a gateway to our spirit, but not where we live. We often make the mistake of thinking that because our emotions are so powerful, that's where we live. Think about a guy who's got a beautiful garden and a beautiful home behind those gates. But because they're trapped and left unhealthy, that emotion controls them and locks them out from the very thing that they should be enjoying. And finally, made healthy, it will inspire us. When we look at our emotions as a gate that we open when necessary because it's time to let the emotions in, the positive and sometimes even the negative emotions, we see it inspire us. I'm reminded of the story of a young woman named Jessica Long. She's a 13-time Paralympics gold medalist. 13 times. Captured in a book written by Jessica, she speaks about how powerful emotions are and how emotions move us from being an orphan in Siberia to being a world-class champion. Jessica's married today, speaking of emotions. When we have healthy emotions, we can be inspired to move forward rather than be unhealthy and left in a rigmarole, in a treadmill of life that goes in circles, keeping us trapped rather than enjoying the fullness of the influence that our emotions can give us. The question, therefore, is how do you have healthy emotions? The best way to understand that is to understand how Jesus did it. In the story of the death of Lazarus, Jesus shows us how to make our emotions healthy. John chapter 11, verse 32 says, when Mary reached the place, as Lazarus had died, and Jesus, where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's a little bit of a statement of questionable anger, disgust, maybe some sullenness, and she was explaining to him how he could have been there and saved the day. In verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping, and Jesus would come along, and the Jews would come along with her also weeping. Jesus watching people emotionally affected by the loss and the death of a brother and a neighbor and a friend. He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Notice emotions. How do you have healthy emotions? Well, to begin with, do not deprive your feelings. It would be a wrong strategy to try to lock the gate up. This year is probably, and last year is probably the year that I've seen more deaths of close friends and relatives and church mates and all sorts of people. It's emotionally charged. But I would refuse and I'll advise you not to close the gates. In fact, I would say open them and allow those emotions to move you to positive things, to do things and take action. For instance, our church, knowing the emotions of people losing jobs, for 2 weeks started feeding cab drivers who were grossly affected, lives and businesses, with free lunches and gift bags just to encourage them. For 2 weeks, our church handed these gifts on to people, day after day after day, bringing forth encouragement. Why is that important? Because emotions stick to our hearts and our minds. Emotions are powerful and are useful because we feel them. And when you feel something, something inside of you changes. Something inside of you begins to realize. But when you feel that and you get stuck at the gate, rather than move forward, you will realize that your healthy emotions will become healthy. I mentioned to you about my Zoom meetings. And every Saturday morning at exactly 9 o'clock, I meet with a young lady who is taking up broadcasting in the United States. She's the daughter of my friends, and she has stage 4 cancer. Recently, I was conversing with her and asked her, how did you manage to be so emotionally stable? And she said, the secret is not to deny the emotions, but to let it in. What was interesting was last Saturday, my earlier meeting at 8 a.m., she came in at 8 a.m., and both of them came together, and I got to introduce them to each other. One was a very young lady in her 20s, early 20s, and the other one was a man with daughters. And they began to enjoy each other and saw emotionally helping each other to the point that the businessman said, can I get her number so I can introduce her to my young daughters? I'd like them to be as stable as she is. John 11, verse 34 continues, where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied, and Jesus wept. Sadness. In other words, do not deprive your feelings, rather express your emotions. When we allow our emotions to be open and we express them in a healthy way, we will find that our emotions will become healthy. Now, I don't know if you're basketball fans. I know that UEFA and football, most of you are. But I watch basketball. And the playoffs in America have recently been an interesting thing, particularly for the West. Then the game between the Clippers and the Phoenix Suns, at the last 0.7th of a second, with the Clippers 1 point ahead, a dunk in midair made the Suns win. Now, I'm not talking about that because it's emotional. I'm talking about that because of Monty Williams. Monty is the coach of the Phoenix Suns, the team that won. And I saw that game coming to fruition and the end of it. I was reminded of a message that Monty gave when his wife died in 2016 in a car accident. Instead of berating and being angry, he moved in a different spirit. I want to let you watch this video again because it is so real, where he speaks about to his friends and family to forgive the people. I've cut this a bit short to save time, but I want you to hear the heart and the secret to healthy emotions, even after losing your wife and leaving you with 5 orphaned children. Watch this video.
So let's not lose sight of what's important. God will work this out. My wife is in heaven. God loves us. God is love. And when we walk away from this place today, let's celebrate, because my wife is where we all need to be. And I'm envious of that. But I got 5 crumb snatchers I got to deal with. I love you guys for taking time out of your day to celebrate my wife. We didn't lose her. When you lose something, you can't find it. I know exactly where my wife is. I'll miss holding her hand. I'll miss talking with my wife. Sam and Coach Donovan probably couldn't figure out why I always wanted to get out of the office, me and Mo Cheeks. Mo probably wanted to go do something else, but we always wanted to get out of the office. I just enjoy being with my wife. I enjoy being with my family. And most of the times we didn't do anything. We just be at the house sitting around doing nothing. I'm going to miss that. Let's not lose sight of what's important. God is important. What Christ did on the cross is important. Let's not lose sight of that family that also lost someone that they love. I love you guys. I hope I get a chance to hug and shake a hand and give a kiss on the cheek. But let's keep what's important at the forefront. Thank you.
This is Monty today, a picture with his 4 children, not today, but a few years ago, and one of the children's not there. But the point is, how do you have healthy emotions? Do not deprive your feelings. Express your emotions. And finally, let your emotions move you to faith. Jesus, in John 11:38, just once more, was deeply moved when he came to the tomb. It was the cave with the stone laid across the entrance. There again is his emotions, empathy, expressing it. Take away the stone, he said. But the Lord said, Martha, the sister of the dead man, but by this time the bad odor, the disgust, for he has been there for 4 days. That's an emotion. Instead, Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? It's not a wrong thing to express your emotions, to feel your emotions and not suppress them. But it's important that once you've had that day, focus on faith. Just like Monty, focus on faith to overcome the sadness, the disgust, the frustration, whatever it is. Tuesday last week, I got a phone call, a message from a man in our church when I called. And when I heard him, he basically said that his new son is in the ICU. And he was sobbing. And so I let him sob for a few minutes, and then after that I said, you need to stop and we need to pray. And I asked him, is your son breathing? And he said, yes. And I said, here's what the Bible says. As long as there's breath, there's hope. Maybe he won't get healed because there's such a thing as the sovereignty of God, but as long as he's breathing, we will believe. I said, is there anybody there with you? And he said, yes, my in-laws are with me. Are they believers? And he said, yes. I said, put them online. And I began to speak to them in faith, saying that where 2 or more of us agree about anything, it will be done for us by our Father in heaven. The following day, he sent me a new video instead of a baby in tubes, a baby released from tubes. And by the late afternoon, he sent me a picture of his wife holding the baby. And a few days later, sent me a picture of him with his child at home. How do you have healthy emotions? Let your emotions move you to faith. Let me summarize. We're emotional creatures. God is a God of emotions. We cannot escape our emotions. Our emotions can be confusing. Our emotions are powerful. It can influence us. Left unhealthy, it can control us. Made healthy, it will inspire us. So how do you have healthy emotions? Do not deprive your feelings. Express your emotions in a healthy way. But most of all, let your emotions move you to faith. Let's proclaim Jesus as we end this moment of meditating on the Word of God. And pick up a piece of bread and a cup and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that we are emotional creatures because you're a God of emotions. And we thank you that you express those emotions to us in a healthy, life-giving way. Holy Spirit, show us the power of having healthy emotions, the kind that inspires, not the kind that will get us stuck. And as we go through life, help us to express positive instead of negative emotions. Help us to process, express, and more importantly, let our emotions move us to faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.